Morning, it's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Yesterday Steve spoke about logos and the branding and how it symbolises the identity either of a company or a person, and how in particular the cross symbolised Christianity. And it got mixed thinking, and my mind started to drift into the media and how so many things that we see and that we are persuaded by or tempted by can come from the marketing messages that we see out there through all those different distribution outlets. And I was thinking about just that, really, just how, you know, with the internet and social media all around us, just how the temptation is really out there to perhaps be pulled into things that aren't necessarily so good for us. I know from my perspective, it's often online shopping. I can often get really pulled into buying things that I don't necessarily need, but an advert comes up, or I just get a reminder on my email account of a special discount designer outlet or something. So, of course, what do? I go on, and then what do? I buy. And for other people, it can be other temptations. It can be pornography, or it could be betting and things like that. And, you know, we've seen an awful lot, haven't we, on the news of late, how people have taken their lives because this initial temptation has become an addict and it's taken over their lives, and they've felt that they've become strangulated by, I guess, the sin that they've found themselves embroiled in, and they've not found necessarily a way out. And I thought it was interesting to look at just how Jesus was tempted by Satan when he was walking on earth. And if we look back at Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, it says, and I'm reading from the NIV, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them was very hungry. The devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread.' But Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone.' The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, 'I will give you all their authority and splendour. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' And Jesus answered, 'It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time." And so we learn from this that even the Son of God was tempted by Satan. And turning to James chapter 1, verse 13, it tells us, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, and gives birth to death." Now what James is trying to say to us here is that it isn't God who leads us to tempt him, but it's the enemy, it's the Satan that does that. Because God is only good, and God does not get driven by evil. And so his heart is pure, his heart is that he wants the best for us. And James goes on to say in the rest of that chapter that to be able to turn away from temptation is by believing in God and trusting in God, but also that not deceiving ourselves, but listening to the word of God. And not only listening to it, but applying it. And if we do that, then the temptation will go away, because we will be learning the goodness of God and his righteousness and his grace and his mercy, and how he can heal us from these things if we apply the word to our lives and if we trust that he can deliver us from that. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are such a gracious God and that, Lord, you have already been tempted by the enemy. So you know how easy it is to be led astray. But Lord, you give us your strength. You give us the power by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to not resist to that temptation. And Lord, where we do, you forgive us and you allow us to repent. And Lord, you seek us to listen to your word, Lord, and to apply it to our lives with the truth over that temptation. And to know, Lord, that we can be free of sin if we just spend time with you and believe that you can deliver us. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.